Shalom there, brothers and sisters. It's 7 in the morning here in the Philippines, so allow me to greet you. Good morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to end, we are to close this week's sharing today, and let me thank everyone in giving your time listening to any of the sermons here in this platform. A thank you for the great opportunity, for the great fellowship, even in this virtual setup. Although it is our joy, I mean, our joy is complete in physical coming together, but this platform helps us a lot, strengthening our ties to the Lord. Amen. With the testimonies we've heard in the sermons we reflect into, we are steps closer to the Lord in our daily walk with Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let me continue in a short while, finishing up our subject, the weightier matters, and it was made clear yesterday that the weightier matters of the law were judgment, mercy, and faith. These three matters must have been instilled in the hearts of the Jews while they were exercising the law. That in following the law, they should show good judgment or justice to their neighbors. They must learn to show mercy to their brethren, and they must have learned to have faith in Yahweh in all the law days in their lives. Amen. But these laws have been performed by the Jewish people only as their traditions. They did not perform the laws out of love, towards the Maker. But this was supposed to be the reason why God brought them the law, for them to learn these three things. But they never learned. But, you know, in God, these three matters really weigh. God moves and do His pleasure when He heard the voice of faith. God moves when His sons and daughters need His immediate mercy. And God moves when His people are served in justice. Amen. Now, there are voices of these events that reach to God, and God cared to respond to in due time. Amen. Now, this subject came into my heart because while we were having a Bible study, one brother asked me about what does Genesis chapter 4 verse 10 mean, and his question was referring to the voice of the blood of Cain. He said, what is that voice that the blood of the voice of the blood of Abel, I mean Abel, not Cain, but Abel, was crying. Now let us go over it in Genesis chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. Genesis chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, verse 9. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground. Now, we know the story of how and why Cain killed Abel. Cain was envying Abel because God accepted Abel and his offering. But Cain and his offering, God accepted not. Amen. It was because Abel's offering was right. It was the right offering. He offered it out of revelation, but Cain's offering was not. And Cain was angry, and God said, "Why are you angry? And why is your countenance fallen? If you have done so well, shall you be not accepted?" Amen. Amen. And then, when the two of them, Abel and Cain, went to the field, Cain killed Abel. And God here asked Cain, "Where is your brother? Where is your brother Abel?" And Cain replied, "I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?" All right. And God said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying unto me from the ground." And the question of my brother was, what was the voice of Abel's blood? What is it crying for? Amen. Now, can you relate this with our subject we were dealing with right now? And there are events in our lives that having the voices that reach to God, making God respond in due time. Amen. Now, I will bring you to another scriptures, to the book of Hebrew chapter 12, verse 24. Hebrew chapter 12, verse 24. "And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel." Amen. Now here, the scripture said that the blood of the sprinkling, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, speaketh better things than that of Abel. Now, one thing here, brothers and sisters, we can know this, that each of those bloods, the blood of Abel killed by Cain, and the blood of the Lord, they have voices. Yeah, they have voices. They cried. They speak. Amen. And another thing is that the Bible said the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ speaks better things than that of Abel. So what was the cry of each of these bloods? Amen. And are you getting my point? Now, of course, the blood was not literally talking. As I have said, there are events in our lives whose voices reach to God and making God respond in his due time. Amen. Now, let us go back to Abel's blood. What was its voice? What was its voice? Cain killed Abel. Abel was innocent. He never did anything wrong with Cain. It was only that Cain invaded him for nothing. Amen. We can see two voices here. Cain's iniquity and sin reaches to God. It has a voice. Amen. And that innocent blood also is crying for justice in the face of our holy God. Amen. It was crying for justice. It was crying for vengeance. Amen. So, see that, brothers and sisters, you don't need to go to and revenge. The injustices served unto us has voices. Amen. They speak before God, making God move in his due time. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Amen. The Bible said, amen. In Romans chapter 12, verse 19 and 20. Romans chapter 12, verse 19 to 20, and I will end my sharing with this point. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Do you hear it, brothers and sisters? Amen. Now, if the blood of Abel was crying for justice or revenge before God, what about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? It was said that it speaks better things than that of the blood of Abel. Now, if the blood of Abel was crying for justice, the blood of the Lord does not only cry for himself justice, but we know that that blood was offered as a sacrifice for you and me. Amen. It cried mercy before the face of God. It cried mine and your salvation before the throne of God. It speaks for our salvation. It speaks for our justification. It speaks for our sanctification. It speaks for our purification. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was why the Bible said that the blood of the sprinkling, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, speaks better things than that of the blood of Abel. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So this weightier matters really weigh before God. Amen. And there are events, situations, or conditions of our lives that have voices that reach to God, and we know that he is a rewarder of things done. Amen. So do not do that which is pleasing unto God, and you will be rewarded with the crown of life. Do good to others, show mercy, justice, right judgment to others. Amen. And do no harm to the people of God, to the sons and daughters of God. Love them as God loved them also. And most of all, as I have already said, flee from iniquities and sins, and abstain from all appearances of evil. God is a rewarder of things done. Amen. Now, I think I have given my thoughts regarding these matters, the weightier things. And let us now close this week's daily devotion with words of prayer. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for some divine thoughts you led us to partake this week. May these divine principles we've heard from your word this week quickens our spiritual life and shall remain in us until your return. Bless each and every one of us as we continue to wait for your promise coming. Amen. Bless us till your return, and may each and every one of us here sees each other, be gathered together in you one day. Even though we do not see each one another face to face, but we long to be with you seeing each other one day, a day which we will never be parted. Amen. Lord, I desire, I pray that you reach every of our needs, each one of us. Grant each and everyone's hearts desire. Amen. This we ask in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you all.